Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Wednesday of Girls Talk Radio. Before we get into the show tonight, I just want to kind of give a prayer out and ask each and every one to pray for Jeff Walker's family. I kind of heard some saddening news today, so if anyone hadn't heard, just like I said, just give the family a prayer and just kind of wish that they will, you know, kind of pull through this. With that being said, we gonna try to speed things up tonight. I think we got a guest on tonight with Ms. Crystal Dickerson. And before I bring her on, I'm just gonna kind of run down the list here for as the events that's coming up and try to give you some updates for as to the events this weekend, which a lot of you know don't know for as the weather is showing about 20-30% chance of rain. So for as with the race that's on Saturday, everything is still on. That I know of, I hadn't heard anything different for as that the race has been canceled. And also for the February the 10th race as well, everything is still on as of now. And as news or updates are available, I will try to post it out there on Cycle Bike, you know, on my Facebook page or something, and hopefully kind of get the word spread around where people wouldn't be making blank trips and stuff here. And also, February the 23rd, I guess a lot of you have already heard that we still got the Mardi Gras on the Bayou race on, which that's going to be February the 23rd, Port Allen, Louisiana. We kind of welcome a lot of the out-of-towners here. Being the first time in the Cajun country, I think you all will have some nice fun and get a chance to see some nice girls racing and some class racing as well. And also in March, I know, we got the race over in Twiggs, which will be March the 30th, over in Macon, Georgia. I'm going to do the hand clutch shootout, there'll be some grudge racing as well. And more than likely, it's going to be a 6-0 index or either a 5. More than likely, it's going to be the 6-0 index. We're not going to really change that. So just kind of want to bring you all up to date. With all that being said, Ms. Crystal, are you online?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just kind of wanted to, well, not so much give you an introduction, because I'm sure everyone know you or whatever. So we're just going to kind of open up the floor for you tonight just to say welcome. And I know this is probably not your first time on.
No, but we do kinda, I've been on listening to, sometimes.
I got you. But for the ones that don't know you, which is over on this end here, can you just kind of give a brief description, I mean, for is how you got started racing and pretty much how you're trying to dominate the little field that you be racing in and stuff? If you could just, you know, give some of the people that don't know you, like
sure.
A little.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Actually, I started racing about 12 years ago. My dad got me into racing. My mom, she used to race back in, like, the 80s and 90s. You know, she got really sick, so she started racing. So I never had the opportunity to actually race side-by-side with my mom. But my brother has. Everybody should know my brother is LaShawn Dickerson. You know, I mean, I started riding dirt bikes since, you know, I turned 3 years old. When I was five, my dad put me on a Honda 50 with trainer wheels for my bike. You know, so I started riding that about 5 years old. I had a three-wheeler when I was three. But, you know, I've been on two wheels since I was 5 years old. So, you know, as far as, you know, my classes that I'm running this year, I'll be running, you know, 560, Crazy 8. You know, I actually talked to Jason Miller for the Myrock Superbike Series and asked him, you know, he can add naturally aspirated bikes into Road Street because my bike is faster than the Crazy 8 class. So, you know, we wanted to try and run that class as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a little challenge because those bikes are fast. And, you know, my motor is stopped, but I've been 853 on my bike. Like 161 miles an hour. So we'll see. You know, the only thing we could do is try it out and see if, you know, it's going to work. So
sure.
I don't know.
I do understand that. So, man, that's pretty fast. So are you looking to just run those classes? Are you kind of getting it off and try something else? Or are you basically just going to stick with the Crazy 8, like you said, the
Well, as of right now, yes. Right now, you know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people do know that personally know me that I am getting married this year in July. So I really don't have a whole bunch of money to play around with right now. But
okay.
We're looking into building something bigger this winter, you know. Well, not right now, but, you know, later on in the season, we're thinking about maybe building either my bike or trying to get a newer bike. And building
okay.
that, so yeah, it all depends. You gotta play that one by ear. But I would love to get into a higher ranking class, definitely.
Okay. So one question but I have.
I am doing a you know, I talked to Nanu. A lot of people know Nanu, Darian Payne. He's having his event up here in Maryland, May 11th, and I'm doing a all female. Bracket racing class, and it's not going to be heads up because, you know, with all the females that's in the sport, we'll all go different AT times. So, you know, we're trying to push that race to get the females to come out and, you know, and everything. Anything I can do and try to get us a lot of attention, you know, that I'm going to try and do it. So,
okay.
You know, plus we have the only other female, all female class that we have is the Paint the Quarter Mile Paint, and this should be the third year that we'll be doing it. So, you know, I want to try and get more, you know, the females more out there because we are in a male-dominated sport, so.
Yes, you all are.
Yep.
Oh, how
I
got to
say,
though,
a lot of the females are kicking these guys' butts, though. I got to say that much.
Yeah, that was my question. I was getting ready to ask you, how do those guys feel when the females are turning on the wind light?
I mean, honestly, you know, we do get a lot of respect from the guys. I mean, you have some salty guys out there, but majority of them, you know, you get respect by them. So that's a good thing. You know,
yeah.
they don't try to downplay you or anything like that. They'll tell you good job, you know, good race or whatever. I mean, I never had an incident where, well, I can't say that. I did have one incident where a guy got salty, but, you know, it's a race. You win some, you lose some. You know, keep it moving. That's how I look at it.
Definitely understand that. The first action my rock sees, which would be what, the march, the 24th?
I think it's the 22nd to the 24th. Yep, and rocking
okay.
him.
Okay, and that'll be yep. your first time coming out.
Yes, I'm going to try and do some testing. Yeah, I'm going to try to do some testing next month or the end of this month, hopefully. You know, Echo up in New Jersey, they open up at the end of this month. So I'm going to try and get some testing in then. But if not, it'll probably be like the week before My Rock.
Okay, I got you.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll be doing the whole My Rock series except for one, which is the June race. I'm not going to be able to make that one, but I'll be at all the other My Rock races plus little events like Nat News event. I'm going to Boosa Fest this year. I'm doing the Curves and a Quarter there to teach, you know, women that want to, you know, get into drag racing. I'm going to introduce them into drag racing, show them the proper way, you know, to drag race. And then, you know, probably Street Strokers event again. And plus my marketing manager, Chris Drakeford, he's trying to get me down to some races down your way. So
okay.
we're working on getting me more down south and everything. So like I said, you know, the money is the issue right now because I am
right.
getting married. So after July, it's an open field for me. So,
okay.
you know, it's just right now I really don't have it. So
okay.
I'm squeezing the My Rock races in right now. So
okay. So the trip or the planning that you're trying to do for later on in the year to come down, are you more interested in class racing or index or what would be your target?
Probably just index races, like, you know, Crazy 8, 560, you know, anything like that. But, I mean, I'm up to, you know, racing a heads up class. That's not an
okay.
issue. Yeah,
okay.
That's not an issue, so.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Well, what I'm going to do now at this moment, I kind of thank you for coming on, giving a little intro of yourself here. We're going to probably open the lines up here for about 2 or 3 minutes and maybe let a few guys address some questions if they had. Maybe we can do like a little answer question answer. So
okay.
The lines are open, people. So if you had anything you wanted to ask Ms. Crystal or either congratulate or something on her season, please take this time now to say it. We'll do that for about maybe 1-2 minutes at this point, and so we'll go from there. So at this time now, if you got anything you want to say to Ms. Crystal Axer, please press one on the phone now so we can open the line. Okay, I think we're going to have another quiet night tonight. I don't see anyone really raising their hand, so I'm thinking that pretty much everybody know you on that end now, and I'm sure the people that's on this end got a better idea in general of you. So that means you can, you know, if you want to, continue to stay on the line if you want, or either, you know.
Okay.
We can, okay, so we're going to go on. And also, too, there is another race that's coming up in My Rock, which is going to be April the 6th, I believe. It's going to be the first Brush race at My Rock race. So hopefully I'll be able to make the first My Rock race, which is on the 24th, and then probably bounce back and make the Brush race as well, because I don't think anything it's really going on as of now. It was, but I think there's been some changes planned. So,
okay.
With that being said, I guess we'll go on and get started with the order of business tonight. Anyone else had any announcements as far as any events or something they wanted to kind of bring up and share with the family tonight? I thought I covered the ones that I could think of and I had any information. And then I think with you coming on, covering the ones that you had on that end, anything going on in the Georgia or Alabama area or maybe Texas in the early season that you can kind of share with the people tonight? Which I don't see nobody raising their hand. The lines are full. All right, well, call-outs. I know that's been a big topic on Psycho Bike this week. Anybody want to make some call-outs or try to lock in some races? We can definitely take care of that, at least try to take care of that tonight or get the ball rolling. I'm kind of curious about these guys that's running this show. We're basing it heavily in the class. I've been a lot. Okay, we got one caller here. 0108. Your line is open.
Yes, I would like to say big up to Crystal Dickinson. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Must be a proud fan of you. How long you been knowing Tristan? He came on, came? Okay. All right. Do we have anyone else? Okay. Is your bike, is it a nitrous bike or all motor?
Right now, it does have nitrous on it. I haven't had a chance to use it yet because, like
okay.
I said, been running crazy eight, you know, all season last year. I was in a point, so I haven't had a chance to run the nitrous at all. So
okay.
I just ran on motor. Yep.
Okay.
I bet you if I was a grudge racer, people wouldn't want to talk to me, huh? Start calling
yeah,
me out.
Yeah, I guarantee you. If you call someone out about a grudge race, I guarantee the hands will go up then.
Right.
So would this be your first time riding a nitrous spray, or you've been on bikes before that you sprayed for using nitrous?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been on nitrous bikes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
before I did my whole transformation with my bike, it had nitrous on it, been nitrous on that bike. My father's 14 has nitrous on it, and it's a couple other bikes, like my brother's bikes and stuff like that I have ridden. You know, even my ZX9 had nitrous on it back in 2002, so.
Right, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you, like, get into it with your brother for as if you're all running in classes or something together? Have you ever beat up on them before?
Back and forth, you know. But, I mean, you know, as always, he's always been on something faster than I, so, you know. But we go back and forth all the time, you know. But right
okay.
now, you know, he runs Real Street, and, you know, I wasn't in the class in Real Street. I ran Real Street about 3 years ago, but the 14 that we had, the motor blew up, so, and then I found that I was pregnant, and I stopped running it. So when I came back out, it was like, okay, let me just get on this 10, you know, get my groove back, and it was like it was over. So I did my whole transformation on my bike and everything and made it lower, made it longer, you know, added some little things to it, like the Wago and, you know, little stuff. But,
okay.
I mean, I've been the fastest on it to date since we made those changes.
Okay.
So, I mean, I love it. I can't give it up. I can't give it up. My fiance stopped racing just so I could pursue my racing career. So, you know, thank you to him. So he misses it. Yeah.
I got you. We got a caller here. I don't know if someone wants to say anything or what, but we're going to go and open up the line here. 3365. Your line is open. 3365. Your line is open. Okay. Someone may have accidentally just pressed the one button. Okay. Oh, have you ever thought about the thing you were saying with the females up there, the race that you're doing up in what is that, Dusa? Not the Dusa, but the other one.
Nana's event?
Yeah. How long have we got? Before I go into that, let me open up this line. 0557.
There you go, Sal.
Uh-huh. Your line is open.
Okay, good. My game is open. Who is it? I want to know who this young lady is, and who is her fiance, and who is her daddy. This is Shine talking. This is the champ, the king of drag racing talking. I want to know who this young lady is, and where she been all my life.
Oh, my goodness.
I need to know who I'm speaking with.
Am I supposed to answer that now? Well, my name is Crystal Dickerson. My father is Claire Dickerson. And my fiance is James Jackson. Nephew of Norman Jackson.
I whooped his nephew then. I don't know. I don't think I whooped Joe. I've been whooping on normal for years. I'm trying to figure out who
I am.
Oh,
my goodness.
Huh? I'm trying to figure out, am I related to you in any way? I'm trying to see if we're related in any kind of way.
I have no idea.
Look, so you said, who is your father?
Blair.
Do he drag race too?
Yes.
What class do he run?
Crazy Eight.
Oh no, I follow him.
Let me tell you, my dad do it because I do it. He wants to retire, believe me, but I won't let him.
Oh, okay.
If he had the choice to stop racing, he would. But
yeah,
I don't let him.
The next time you talk to Norma Jackson, what's one of them boys I whooped? Keith Thompson.
Oh, Keith.
Yeah, I know I want him.
Yeah.
I ain't never got hold to Norma.
Never?
Yeah, I ain't never get hold to him, but I got hold to Keith.
Yeah, Norman haven't been racing in years.
Yeah, he ain't been out there in a while.
Probably about 4 years now.
There.
Huh?
Yeah, he was racing in Real Street, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yep.
Yeah,
he's kind of raising his son is into dirt bikes now, so he does the whole motocross thing. So he's not racing,
okay.
So his son can do that, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just was on here listening, and I said, let me find out who this lady is. Let me see who this lady is.
Do you come
world.
To the My Rock series?
Yeah, I've been to My Rock one time.
Oh, okay.
I went one time last year. The early part of the year. What?
Okay.
That's my daughter out here in the background.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I got kids too.
Yeah, I know you said you was pregnant on the motorcycle.
No, I didn't say I was pregnant on a motorcycle. Never been pregnant on a motorcycle.
Oh, okay, you got pregnant and you had to stop. Okay,
yeah,
stop,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I see. I just heard you say somebody was pregnant.
No.
I just heard somebody was pregnant. Okay, we good. You
good. No more kids for me. I'm done.
How many you have? One?
No, I have four boys.
Oh, you got four? Oh, you did your job. You did your job. You got you a little race team.
I know my oldest one. He already said he want my bike.
See that? You got you a little race team already.
I know.
You good. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You good. Your footsteps will be followed four times probably.
I know.
You good.
I'm gonna have to save up for a lot of motorcycles.
Yep, that's right. But look, not to cut you off. Hey, what's wrong with this growing line? See, every time it's time to get out of these racetracks, these boys freeze up.
Yeah, you got that right.
Where these boys are, every time it's time to go racing, so nobody want to get on the growing line now because they're all scared. This shine's talking. Yes, it is. Where's Custom Cut? Tell them come out, tell them get out of that warehouse and get on this phone. Where's Custom Cut? I just know he's somewhere missing. Get him on his phone. This happens every time. The week before the race, the week during the race, they'll never want to talk. Because they'll be all that work, them set them all on the luck tickets, nine times to produce, and they don't want to do nothing.
Man, what kind of bike you all going to bring out, man?
Man, it ain't no telling what y'all might see me. Now, you know, as long as you've been on me, it ain't no telling what I might be on.
Yeah, you got that right.
I might be on the Van Ice Cream Eagle or something. It ain't no telling about me.
Well, I was surfing on YouTube the other day, man, and watched you go down the track on a pro mile bike. This was back in 2000 and, was it 2000? It may have been 90 something.
You saw me go down the track on a pro mile bike?
Yeah, well, the pro mile, you had some red and... I want to say great levels on or whatever. I want
no,
to
that was a
say
pro,
that.
Was a pro, that was a pro. That was a pro stock bike.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I had
okay.
on red and gray levels. The bike was red and gray, burgundy and gray.
Yeah. What year was that?
Maroon and gray. That had to be in 03, 02.
Okay.
Somewhere in that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in pro stock because I won. You know, I won the championship in 03 in pro stock. In pro stock.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
one was
ahead
that year.
Okay.
First African boat and get that race boat and pick that up. The first African American to win a championship in the sanctioned AMA Pro Style in history.
Man, that's a nice history there, dude.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I made history. And so I was the first one to do it. First one to do it. Yeah, Chris, I'm universal, Chris. I can ride anything from a three-wheeler to an airplane. Hold on.
Man, why limit yourself to an airplane? Got another caller here. I may be able to answer your question, Sean. We're going to go on and open up the mic here. 3356. Your line is open.
Hey, Mr. Sean. You know who this is. Hey, hold it. Chris.
Yes?
I done told you I don't raise no pretty women. You know who this is.
I do?
Yeah, you do know who that is. Who always tell you that? And Sean, you know I want your little old drawed up ass. You got us one time. So when we gonna hook up?
Oh, I know who this is, ma'am.
Believe it.
I know who
don't
this is.
Don't go get it,
ma'am.
Come with it. And you know I ain't gonna steal your show. But that little mouth, the little rap, you're talking that junk.
Listen, we can get it in at Nannu's event this year, right? I said we can get into that news event this year, right?
Oh, I done told you we ain't gonna run you.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, reach up, scratch your tail, kick your head up, then we turn your ass up. But in regular ball, no. We won't stop. Where you go to? Chris.
What you say?
Sean should be on.
What is the Munson gonna do?
He may be on.
We had one little race where we spun and he beat us. But we left the tree on us. And he just won't let us get that back. And we don't give a damn what he rides. He can ride in a helicopter, a jet, or whatever. Just make it a bet. So you can't get him back on the phone, Chris?
Yeah, let me see if I can get him back on here. Meantime, we got another caller here. 0678.
Yeah.
Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's going on, Chris?
Man, this is your side, man.
Yeah. Shine line is open, so he should be there.
Shine got away from me and vowed off, so he did all that talking and standing to get on the motorcycle.
Yes, sir. We still in there?
Yeah,
you still in there.
Now
your mouth running. Your mouth running now. I still got your little short ass on my mind.
But get me out for a day.
When we going to meet up, man?
Man, you know what?
Don't tell me what. Kick my ass again.
The last time I saw you, I promise you, barbecue Alex.
And it tastes like an old boy. You know what my son told me? He said, Daddy, I didn't think I ever seen a person with more mouth than you. He said, you can inhale down the other end. And I took some of that. I said,
I'm
going to put you on something so he got to shut the hell up on the other end. So when we going
to
hook up again?
Hold up. That's
fine.
They made it to the other end, did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he
closed
it down now.
Oh, did he? Oh, I didn't know if he made it or not. I wasn't looking back. I didn't see him, you know. I just saw him.
But remember this now. Remember about the ones you ran from us with, man.
What have
you
I ever
one? Hey, do you remember when you ran? You remember when we were locked up for the hand club race? I don't know what happened, but whoever Mike Dye built that bike for that you was riding,
that y'all ain't shit. We're going to put that ZX-10 on your ass. We're going to put that blue ZX-10 on you.
I just want to know, what hand is your bike out at?
I don't know. You told us you had a bike. And you told us don't ask no questions. We told you, damn your old ass.
Man, remember, see, they tried to get a book. See, they tried to book a race with y'all. With
hold it. Stop S-T-O-P-E. The E is silent.
Yeah.
Get your little ass on CJ bike. And, you know,
hey,
over there.
First of all,
live action, Ernie Brown.
What race you go? Anytime.
We won't never catch your ass at a My Rock race. You know what you do? You raise down low. Hey, Miss Crystal, you know why you don't see him at no My Rock race? He won't go race clown.
I would have been to My Rock. I would have been to Rockingham. I would have been to Val Alpha. Where you been?
You ain't been up to a Maryland. I've been to Rockingham, man. Hey, when I'm going to see your ass? All I ask is you get your smooth, shiny ass on CJ bike, and we're going to put Ernie Brown in your ass. No talking. Head the fuck up.
Ernie Brown.
You got to that's right. A true hand clutch booster. The blue booster we got. Chris, you seen that bike, right?
Man, what's different than the way this Chris seen it or not? As long as it's a regular hand clutch, not none of that case, them
case clutches. We don't believe in trick clutches. I know Doug's hand
is
better than yours.
As long as it's a regular clutch,
I bet it's better.
Okay, well, no, we got a regular clutch.
Regular hand clutch, street tie. Believe it. So when you and CJ going to hook up so we can get together?
I hate little short opponents. Man, I'll beat your son ass, then I got beat his ass like I
Okay.
Whenever you see CJ at a racetrack, and I'm there, and you there, and them bikes there, we got action. It's just that simple. Hey,
No. All we need to do is plan out where your ass going to be, and we coming.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you, for like.
Explain it to me.
For a few months, I was walking around with 10 shoes, blue jeans, had my head turned back with one bottle and nobody. Did I make a pass on them boys, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, but damn,
no,
it's a flat.
Did I make a pass on them boys, Mike?
You know we should have ran you with the street tie 1000.
I'm asking you something. I'm asking you a simple question.
I'm
asking you a simple question.
You won. Guess what?
We can't stop racing. I just want to ask you this one question. Just answer the public.
Hey, Chris. This right here is in my league. He got this much mouth as me. Cousin Cuss ain't got enough mouth.
All I'm asking you, did I make a shakedown?
You tore my ass up, okay?
Hold
you
on,
whooped
hey,
up. And my son told me, he said, Daddy, I didn't think nobody had a smile to you.
He told me how much hell
you gave him on the other end.
Look, this is what I'm trying to say, Alex. All I want you to tell the public is, Keith Shine Dennis, the sheriff, is always will be the sheriff. Dick, he makes a shakedown.
He tore our ass up. He got on the bike and whooped us, man.
Listen, I ain't asking you all that. We know I won the race. What I'm asking you is, he got a motorcycle Keith Shine Dennis ain't never seen before. Did he not make a pass on it?
It was done by Kobe Adams.
Man, I don't care about all that. I ain't asking you none of that there.
Yeah, I don't either. But, hey, we messed up, man. We fun.
Hold up, I know you whooped up. Look, Real Talk Radio. How many passes have your son made on y'all bike?
That bike?
Yeah, on y'all
bike. That's the bike we didn't build.
How many times he rode it? 2 or 3 times.
He rode that bike about 6 times. But hold it. If you want to do that race, what you should have did is met us on one of the bikes that were going down the track. We lost, and we respect you for whooping us. But you done rode CJ bike, and he done rode Ernie Brown. So let us catch you with our bare hands.
Okay,
that's
now,
what it is.
Like I said,
Ernie Brown,
Chris,
Chris, Ernie Brown gonna lead him from the gate.
What?
If he win, hey, if he beat us off the tree, he get paid. We gonna beat him all the way around.
Okay.
And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna have a disability check on the other end. Motherfucker,
yeah,
you done.
Like, I'm gonna have your ass looking like Charlie Brown while you talking. Just like you thought you gonna win that
mm-hmm.
man race. What happened? Your ass come up short, didn't it?
Yeah, hey, I ain't gonna stop.
Mm-hmm. Sam Cook.
I ain't gonna
Sam
stop.
Cook lived in the old tent. Sam Cook
hey,
lived in the old tent.
Hey, we've been trying to do a back. You know, the white boys, we tried to do a back and they had an excuse.
hey.
You know what they do when they beat you, though? You know what they do when they beat you, right?
What?
When they beat you, all they do is run with that one. We gonna race every time we see each other.
I don't care nothing about all that there.
Hey, look, let me tell you this. My son told me he don't mind losing, but he hate losing when he do his job.
He did his job. Cause
it was like
he got up there, he got up there, he left last, and he lost. He did his job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey? I know CJ listening or some CJ dick rod on here.
Well,
can you tell
CJ
him the team up with his little bouncer, which is AK Keith Dennis, or Peasley, whoever he want to put on his bike, and let's get it on. I know we supposed to run this race last year, but I was comfortable. But this year, I'm smoking cigars. Yes, sir.
Man.
Mayo, just send me a message. He's trying to get in, so he must have a message on the gift too.
Hey, call Mayo.
Why come everybody can get in but Mayo? He just up all the way around.
Get Mayo in here, man.
I'm getting ready to try to call Mayo now. Let's see if we can call his phone and see if he answers. So hold tight.
Hey, Mayo, Mayo still.
This is your show.
He's still a clown.
We calling Mayo now.
Mayo just a clown all the way around.
Call my nigga homeboy Mayo. Mayo jump your ass down.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Mayo?
The only person we know ass can't get on the bus line. We got to call you.
Man, look, I tried to get in. I can't believe I couldn't get in, you know, but,
man,
you know, I got...
Man, you got, man. Who you with, man?
But that's what it must be, huh?
Hey, Mayo.
What's happening?
Tell that little backyard bouncer that you got three sailboats. You got three sailboats, four house sailboats.
I hope you don't start off like that, Mayo. God damn.
Man, look, let me tell you.
How are you, man?
Man, I'm telling you something. There's a homeless man standing out up on the bridge. He don't hurt, man.
Hey, Sean, I done told your little ass, get on the stepladder, get on the bike, and we're going to beat the shit out of you this time.
Yeah, I got on that stepladder.
Hey, guess what?
What?
The Miami Heat won the damn championship last year, but they lost two games.
That's okay. That's all it don't matter.
So I got one more food to you, then I got to go straight.
Look, you drunk all them bills and put your phone out there in hot water. I ain't getting them a game of shower.
Hey,
I just showered.
Hey, I've been mighty quiet. But,
well,
can we do something this year? Can we do something
this year? Sean, you put on a weight vest and I sit on the side of you on anything you could get. Anything.
Now, look, we were talking real simple on this damn phone, and we had to get this jack off on the phone. How crazy.
Mayo.
Man,
you
know,
sometimes you go ahead and get them, Mayo.
We're trying to do girls race motorcycles. You're talking about a weight vest.
Man, look, let me tell you something. In every sport, in every competition, to make it fair, they have some type of rules and regulations to make it fair. Now, if you want,
let me tell you what. Get your
phone. Hey,
don't use a cheap ass iPhone you got. Call,
hey,
get on the internet and look up girl and show me where the rules is.
Hey, Dole, you ain't signing. We don't give a
man,
fuck what you
know
wait. Little Doug's gonna beat the damn dog
old,
shit out
of
your
what?
Ass.
Hey, Addis, boy, life. Why don't you race Mayo? Y'all way back the same.
You a damn loud, fat as a motherfucker. Mayo ain't fat as a motherfucker. Mayo just heavy. I'm fat as a motherfucker.
Hey. Nah, Mayo told me to put on a weight vest. I'm gonna put on a vest, Mayo.
Hey, Mayo.
Put on a vest.
Mayo.
You know what's
if
that
motherfucker get on CJ's bike, beat the shit out of him.
Hey, you know what's gonna put on, Mayo?
You gonna run Mayo on CJ Mike?
Hey, I was gonna run Mayo. I was gonna
land
Mayo with
the
fan.
You
gonna
run Mayo on CJ Mike?
Mayo say, make it right. We gotta fight.
Huh? Hey,
that's right. That's all I'm saying.
I'm about to run Mayo on CJ Mike.
Man, I was on
the line. He playing paintball. He dodging bullets.
Mayo, when we lined up, Mayo.
Yes, we was lined up. I was giving you a back
Why you didn't burn
you
out?
You said it's your first
in.
Light.
Hell, I got to get shit. Hell, now light on.
Hey, Sean, please leave Mayo alone and come see me. I want
you
and CJ.
Man,
I didn't kill two jackasses in one
time. The last time I saw you, man, I could have bought you for 50 cents when I got off your ass.
Hey,
so
and I
would have
tried, and
you'd
had about
me
with the movement next time
feet.
I seen you.
And then you let
I'm looking for you.
The killer part about it, you had to push your song in that water.
That's all right. Guess what?
Good
hey, before he learned how to be a winner,
hey, hold up.
I told
you
this bunch of water.
Can I talk for a minute? Can I talk for a minute, man? Look at these people don't know how to talk to me that much, man. So when I am on the phone, they would like to talk to me. So would you just give me the stage for a minute, fool?
I'm gonna get it to you.
Hey, listen. Hey, Mayo, he ain't telling you. I got on a motorcycle. I ain't never seen before. Ain't never rode it. Didn't make a shakedown and barbecue him and his son.
Yeah, he won.
Come on.
Guess what, Mayo? Guess what?
What?
We didn't get down the track, but that's no excuse. We lost, we paid.
But look, Mayo,
the bike's mine, but we left Shine at the tree. And don't talk about the other shit. Talk about that little old man 65. He's 65. He's been doing Shine Vos.
Yeah, you mean I'm 65.
You've been running for 95 years. You know, you and Billy been both raising the same amount of time. Quite not a y'all ride with this old track, run through the woods and come back on the track.
Hey,
y'all
are
down
the
trees, motherfucker.
Hey, all I can tell you, I must look pretty good with my age, but I'm 65.
No, I ain't talking about how old you are. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's a fucking difference between 18.
How are you, man?
It's a difference between 18 and age.
I'm 45.
You put your little 22-year-old son out there, and I bet him cross my
knees. He's not no 22. He's 19.
He's 19. I put
19
stitches
out
his ass.
Mm-hmm.
We're
doing
and
this
year.
I put 19 stitches. Y'all coming down on the 23rd?
We just might.
Hey,
we trying to.
Hey,
John.
He's 19 years old.
Shine, you coming down on the 23rd, Shine?
He got great insurance.
I'm coming where?
You coming down on the 23rd, Shine?
Not if nobody real going to be down
there.
He ain't coming.
I'm going to show up, man. If goddamn it, they break up and Teddy Expressway up and I can't get to you, huh?
That's what's happening. That's what's up. Well, look, man, the weather's down there. The weather's...
You coming there light.
Look, the weather down there bad, and I ain't been testing the tuning. I broke my chain. I got a few issues, and I'm going to be ready, but I'm leaving Saturday. So anybody that want to try me, this is the best time to try me. I'm going to be honest with you. So
why, you
hopefully I can get a few races, you know.
You still feeling there?
No, I'm hooking. I'm doing good with my chain, bro.
Man, we went to Georgia. I ain't going to see you no lie. Man, I got to kill on it. Man, I got to check at 9:45.
Man,
wait a minute. Hey, y'all,
listen.
And I'm gone. Man,
hey, Jay, nothing I like more on the ground. Don't get your little short mouth ass off out of this one.
Hey,
I'm going to listen to you, clown.
Man, I got to check at 9:45. Man, 8 at 9:45 a.m. Man, I got to check at 9:30 p.m. Man, it's still spinning.
hey, Mayo.
It's fun all day.
Yeah, I tell you what. I tell you what. Y'all, Oh, no, that's not a bitch. Man,
hey,
no.
Mayo, you spun and ran.
Hey, hey, I tell you what. Sometimes that happens. Hey, hey, hey. Guess what? That's called horsepower, baby. Get inside that son of a bitch when it's not spinning and see what it do.
We give a weight when people are right. This is black history month, and I hate to say this, but what bike you
on?
I
was on a real street bike, and Mel was on a Broad bike.
Man, I was on the same bike. The only difference between my bike and your bike was that gas tank.
No,
hey,
but
guess what, Mel?
You know what that gas tank is? It's expensive.
You got a two-step, man. You got a drag bike. What you worried about? I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you pull up with a two-step.
I should have put the mirrors on it. I had brake lights, I had turn signals and everything still on my bike. Ain't nothing
Mayo,
to erase my
bike. Mayo, have you ever banged on the line?
Let me ask you a question. What about your boy Ryan's bike from Mississippi?
We ain't never pull up to the line and the bike didn't break and not getting the beans.
That's what he got out of. That's what he did.
Your little short ass team was spinning, and you came over here and you said you were running, and beat us. But guess what? We ain't never stopped racing.
Hold on, man. What do you want to do, Mayo?
You want to get paid right at the end of the night.
Exactly, right.
It don't matter how you win. Wheelie spin, run off the track. Win.
Right.
Money.
So why are you trying to
right.
And
we the clowns that keep on goddamn doing dumb shit.
Why are you trying to make excuses for your son?
No, his skills are great. Superb.
Okay, what happened to me? Okay, now hold up, y'all. Wait a minute, y'all. What you want to do? Outdo you on anything you said, you clown. I ain't got to race nobody else the rest of this year. I'll beat your dears ass and your son everywhere we go on y'all machine.
Let me tell you something. You 1986 racers, we don't give a damn. His first 38 races, he wasn't supposed to win. But guess what, he won 28 of them. And I was mad because he won the 28, but I didn't tell him.
Since you say your son is a better rider than me, correct? My son will tear your ass up. Okay, you want me to stop the motorcycle? We gonna get a bone stop? I got a trick for that.
We already went through that with Queen Richard, not Gaddison. Richard Gaddison. And when somebody tell his little gay ass, I said it. Motherfuckers, get on a goddamn built bike and meet us with a hand clutch. I don't know who built it. Bob, Rod, Tom, Dog, or whoever.
That's all right.
Motorsports is building ours.
Damn.
We got one builder. That's it. And dust riding it, and I don't give a fuck what you weigh and what you do. Do it. Meet us with that paper at the mine.
See, now that's some gangster shit. I respect that. That's some gangster shit. She's calling out anything. That's real shit.
Hey, look, Mr. Dennis was riding some Mike Dye hand clutch bike that didn't bring it. We was both met him with that goddamn blue tin at Rockingham. And collect.
See? See what I'm saying?
You know what they catch? They catch him when we spending.
Right,
come over
right.
There.
When you're not working.
You know, I'm
when you're not working.
I'm retarded. I'm stupid. I do some dumb shit. They whip my ass and run with it. If they burn
that's
that
my,
train,
that's a motherfucker that's freaking racist.
Bike, we will put on your ass with that bike. Mr.
Dog. That's stupid as chicken races. You know what I'm saying? You keeping it real right now. You shopping it all right now. Anybody.
I will lose. I Mama Kelly won't kill me because he don't like being in the spotlight. But I got my bad,
one
man.
Second. We got two callers here, Space, so we're going to open up the line. 2640, your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Get
one now?
Hey, hold up, side talker. What you want to run?
Hey, Chris, Mike. Michael Phillips
trying
to call you.
Okay.
Michael Phillips
told
you
call
me.
No,
tell Mike, answer his phone when we call him. Tell him we're getting ready to call him.
I kind of like Mike Phillips, but. Shit, did he feel that way?
Tell Mike to answer his call when I call him.
We got a guy named Charlie Mervin. He give him that goddamn, hey, I see why Cuffin called him out on that slow-ass prime now, but
it is what it is.
Somebody named Charlie Mervin.
All right, hold on, let me go hold up these lines here. Hold on one second, but like 6645, your line is open.
What it is?
What's going on, Bubba?
Yeah, that's Sam. We got one more caller here. 8144. Your line is open.
I'm in.
You in,
hey,
Mike? What's going on?
What's happening? It's Mike Phillips. What's going on?
Oh yeah. What'd you say, Michael Phillips? What'd you say
about
me?
Somebody just said something about me. I've been trying to call.
Yeah, I just said if Michael Phillips said that about me. Then fuck him in that slow ass butt.
I ain't said nothing about that. I respected that guy.
I said nothing, but we want to do something, we can do it.
I mean, I can do it win or lose. There ain't no big thing to me. Other than somebody with some slow motorcycle, I'm like this. It's brain.
I just said that after that dude come through and said, Michael Phillips said, and I'm like, shit, I was with that dude. But if he feels that way, we got a bigger bike.
Alex, if you listen more than you talk, you'll understand what somebody say.
Shout it. They picking on you tonight, ain't they?
I love the race, man. I don't give a damn if I get my ass whooped. It don't matter.
That's what the competition is.
You got to win the series, nigga. You know that.
You win some, you're gonna lose some. Who gonna lose this weekend, Alex? It's a competition. I don't care. We're gonna see. But right now we're racing, and Michael Phillips, hey Mike, I like you though.
Cause he ain't got nothing to beat, but we got the fast bikes. But look,
I ain't gonna never download, man.
You know, Sean Gaines got mad as hell at us, man. Is you gonna get mad if we beat you?
Yeah, cause that's where we come from. See, he's on my home track.
Man, he got mad. He said, "Hey, cause we got each other on two hand clutch bikes, and Dust put the hand clutch on them. Then we got on slider bikes, and Dust put the slider. But look." We was working and he was working. So, you know, Sean took that person. And I like Sean, man.
Gann can't ride no short bike. Y'all don't think Gann can ride a long bike with a slider. I'm from the old school. I don't ride a slider. I get on my feet and run. It don't matter.
Dust don't ride short bike, but I promise I can put him on. He gonna need about two passes. That's it. But that little mouth ass munchkin Keith Dennis, they wanna be where you at? He ain't gonna never get there.
Me and Shawty was the horsemen, and you know, me and Shawty, me and Shawty was the ones that invented this good shit. Hey, we go way back. Man, I'm glad we get the fall out for one reason. Respect the hell out of each other. I like, I bet every time on TV with you, but fuck a TV motherfucker to be good. And number two. My youngin' don't give a damn who it is, cause I done put him in every bad situation it is.
That's what you're supposed to do to make
and
him good.
And his skills are great.
That's what you're supposed to do to make him good.
And
so I'm like, yeah, Let him swim out there with them sharks.
Yeah, yeah. Fix that boot so we can go down there. You gotta ride.
Do what? Say again.
Fix that boot so we can go. You gotta ride.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Louisiana and all the big nuts, we're going to see y'all guys.
Y'all coming down?
My son.
You going down now?
That's what it's looking like.
How long that bike is?
Huh? Why you worried about that?
I'm just trying to see my baby to have some.
Oh, you talking about a hand clutch bike?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking
about.
70?
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to say. I got some 66, 64 hand clutch.
Well, get back to 70.
I'm a broke brother. I'm going to the welfare and
so you
want that
line. Hey, so hold up. Stop, S-T-O-P-E, the year style. You want us to come down to you, to where you comfortable at.
No, I didn't say come down.
But you know what you're going to do? You're going to be just like that old ass shine.
That ain't how I roll. If y'all beat me, I'm going to shake your hand. I beat y'all one time, that's all. I ain't the one that do all that talking. But see, like that clown that called me out.
That clown that called me out the other week,
that's the only reason why I'm talking on this radio, because I wouldn't even know nothing about it. So my partner called me and said, some dude just called you a clown on the radio station.
No, you a damn lie. Your partner called you and told you a damn lie. Did I say anything about Michael Phillips?
No, Custom Cuss was talking stupid last week.
Alex, this was a week before last week. He called me a clown. My clown suit, he said. Not you.
Don't worry. Custom Cuss will be on in a little bit.
I know he coming.
I ain't called you. I ain't said nothing.
You can't get a break from me, but
for real. And we need to go and tie your ass up TV then. So let's do it. That was Cuff Cuff trying to do it. But Cuff Cuff, he can't get on TV, man. He a clown. But, hey, where Keith Dennis go, man?
This may be Keith.
He killed me.
Let me see if we can find out. 5747, your line is open.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Chris, this is Terrence, dog.
Hey.
It's Ike on.
Hey, I don't know. I just
the
don't
the Ike Turner
one.
Dude.
I can get him on if you need him on. What's up?
Yeah, that sounds like
Sam.
Possum. Is that Possum?
Yeah, that's Possum.
Hey, Sam, I'm going to call you once we disconnect from Nick Groove to talk to you on the phone. Because like I told him, I don't want to go back and forth on Psycho Bike about it.
Uh-huh.
But the number that I have for him, like I told him, I'm going to call him personally and talk to him. I told him to make that race right. He was the flunky that I was talking about that I put on now because he run his mouth a lot and he talk a bunch of trash.
But kill him.
No, that's not kill him. I'm talking about the Ike Turner dude.
No.
But... Sam, I know you've been waiting for a while. Like I told you, my shit broke last year. But it's coming home, boy. And the Ike Turner dude, I told him to make it right because I know he's a small guy. And I'm in your class. I'm 240 pounds like you.
Oh. I go 170 pounds.
I know that.
Unsuited.
Ike ride Chachi bike.
That's a ride, Jackie Bike. Who ride Chachi bike? Lil E or somebody. Who is that?
No, Lil E.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
You said Chachi.
Lil E ride his bike. Yeah, I heard he made a statement about me. Tell him to bring his ass on down. I'll deal with him with that beast.
That's what the man trying to get a hold of everybody.
Shit, I ain't even tripping. I'm trying to twist wigs. He talking shit. He can come on down with anything Chachi got. Shit, I ain't never seen nothing pass out that camp.
Yo, hey, what are you doing, dog?
Huh?
You the mother. Hey, you stay away.
Hey, let our biker in. He's on, all right. He's already on the way to get in, man.
But they separating them.
Sam's line should be open.
Hey, what's going on?
That's right.
There you go, buddy. Turner right there to flunk you.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey.
How you going to make this race right between you and me? I told you I'm 240 pounds. They telling me you're 170 pounds, man.
I wish I was still 175. I weigh 190 pounds in short.
Yeah, well, when I put this suit on, I'm 250 pounds with this suit on.
What kind of bike you got, Ike?
That bike is a nitrous bike, right?
I got a nitrous bike. It's a street nitrous bike.
Well, shit, man. Man, I'll take it with you. You know, I'm going to show you a little Southern hospitality.
Who is this?
It's Mayo.
Right, what kind of bike you got,
Mayo?
Yeah, Mayo. You coming down on the 23rd?
Yeah, Mayo, I'll be there, man. Me and you can talk in person when we get there.
Okay, yeah, we can play around, man. That's good. I'm glad to see they got, you know, somebody out there with a set of nuts on it.
As far as this other guy right here, buddy, you got the other lane. That's all I can tell you. I know you got an all motorbike, so I can shorten it up for the 8 miles for you to make it somewhat fair.
Let me make a suggestion for you all. Since there's two different weight limits or whatever, my suggestion to you all is just to squash that race there, because if he at 240 and you at 170, it ain't going to be no equal size race. So.
I tell you what,
Let Sam bust
on
1,000.
Alex, I got a 1,000. Just like Boston guy.
Oh, yeah,
you all motor or you got nitrous?
Yeah, I got an all motor bike. But I tell you what,
you need to run Sam head up.
No,
head
we
up,
already, we fine. We good. We go run head up.
Hold on, Alex. Let him talk.
All right. What I'm saying is,
I'm gonna put
a smaller guy on my bike. That may or may not match your weight, but it'll be a smaller guy. You know what I'm saying? But it's still gonna be my bike that we gonna.
Hey, so you saying you gonna come with 140 pound man?
No, I'm not saying
that sound like what that word like.
No,
right,
but we still talking about.
But also too though, I ain't roll Sam bike.
No, I don't. I'm not trying to put him on Sam bike.
Oh, you gonna run Ike on his bike?
I got his own bike.
There you go.
But
all
I'm
right,
saying Ike bike is a nitrous bike. I got a motorbike.
Hey, you on a flat street or you on a street tire?
No, I got a street tire.
You on a street tie. Is it full of grudge dollar? Hold on a minute. Alex, let me talk to him. Hold on 1 second. You grudge dollar, you still decently good.
Yeah, it's a grudge bike. All right.
It's a full grudge bike. All right. You sit on it, you got the brake out the back door. That's fast as I can get there. I'll let you up out of there at the back door.
That sounds like a lot. But 240 pounds with your 190 pound flat nitrous and my motor. You know what I'm saying?
Ike, baby. Let's change the whole thing up, okay? What can we do on the 23rd? You 240 on all motor.
I won't be there on the 23rd. I told you that, though. I told you in March. You start on cycle bike.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'll be ready in March, right, Foss?
So we're going to wait
until March. I said I'll be ready in March.
So we're going to meet up at Rockingham in March.
Is I don't even know if that's the first race in March, man. But I tell you, we will hit our thing off in March. We'll hit our thing off in March.
Guys, you all, we got a list of callers here waiting to talk. So just hold that call just for 1 second. Let me go on open up the line. 8477, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, this is Paul. Alex Bud Light brought up Lil Rich's name, so he said call him. He's trying to get in so he can counter.
Oh,
okay.
God. Bud Light is gone for a minute.
Somebody,
He
said somebody get him in. He can't get in.
Everybody knocking can't get in tonight.
Somebody text me his number or whatever, see if I can get him in. And at the same time, he's going to open up another number here, 9439. Your line is open.
Oh.
9439, your line is open.
Ah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, 9439, your line is open.
Okay. Bud Light.
You looking at Bud Light?
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, I'm still on here.
I think we lost his call for Bud Light.
Thank God.
He may be trying to call back in.
Don't let him in, Chris. Don't let him in. That man, he don't like to listen, I swear.
He may try to get back in. But back to, we got another number, 746. Your line is open, too.
Hello.
What's going on? Ready to go.
Am I on?
Yeah, you
are, Michael Phillips, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is
the one and only, your greatest enemy, my friend.
And who is that?
Black
Caesar and arrived.
Yeah, but first of all, now, Phillips, I want to stop for a minute. Crystal, are you still on?
Well, Crystal's off too, I think.
Chris is off. Okay, now I can continue with Mike. Mike, what's going on, my friend?
Shit, just sitting here watching it rain.
Okay, all right. I hope you got your practice in. We still gonna do it, right?
Yeah, we gonna do it.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna talk no smack to you tonight. You know, I'm really just on here listening, just making sure nobody don't get outside the lane. As long as you keep it real, I'm not gonna say anything. So I'm just here to listen.
All I want you to do is just take that auto shift on there you got on there, right? Just like me. I'm hitting the button. I don't need no mic to shift itself. I can take a remote control and run one down the race.
Yeah, I understand all that.
Okay,
I understand all the technicalities. But
okay,
all right,
that's all.
This message goes out to Big J. Big J, if you're such a heavy hitter, such a big dog in the game, why don't you call in? I'm tell you, if it ain't 15 racks, don't even try to race.
What do you want?
Is this Big J?
Oh my God.
Is this Big J? Because everybody else, I know Possum, Ike, and Alex, y'all all rolling together. But
Big
look,
Jay
I want to talk to Big J.
I talked to him earlier. Big J at work tonight.
Yeah, he's always at work. He's always
Big
at
J,
work.
Big J always at work.
Guess what you need to talk to him about if y'all race already locked in? I mean, what you need to talk to him about?
Look, let me tell you something. Get your facts straight. Big J said he don't want to lock nothing in. So get the facts straight.
Oh, okay. All right. You shouldn't be racing Big J anyway.
Say what?
You shouldn't be racing Big J anyway.
Look, if you pull up the Krispy Kreme, get ready to get creamed, okay? He pulled up the Krispy Kreme. He wanted a donut, so I'm giving him a donut.
cussing it wrong to me. That dude's crazy.
He really trying to impress y'all, but he gonna embarrass himself.
Let me ask you a question. While you doing a burnout, if I come to that water box on the side, just then what you gonna do?
What? Man, look here, man. Y'all can say what you want to. I'm coming over there to get paid and go back home, so it don't matter to me. I'm coming over there to raise two races. That promo guy, he backed out on me, so I'm gonna race Michael Phillips, BJ first, then I'm gonna race Michael Phillips.
And that's the year racing nobody else.
No, hold on.
How you?
Hey, yo, custom cut.
Yeah, yes, sir.
How you gonna race first, and then you supposed to run off the trailer?
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm gonna tell you this, Mike. Don't take offense to this. Before you even existed on Grudge Talk Radio, me and Big J had this race already set out.
Oh, there we go.
Now,
okay.
I'm for real.
Chris,
you can buy a
button.
Make sure you wait around for me. Because you ain't even going to qualify.
Pick him up. I'll be right, back in.
You want to put some money on it?
Wait,
put
promoter.
Some money on it.
You ain't even going to qualify. You ain't
going
to qualify.
Well, yeah, we're going to see what you do.
Get my
you
back down to here. Get my back down to here.
Quit betting. What do you tell everybody? Quit betting. Quit
betting. You think I'm going to run a pro bar with just the brakes?
Well, you said they heard. You said you got the same motors I got.
You won't be around a pro bar.
I'm going to be a fool.
Man, you talking like a straight fool, man. He got a phone.
Yeah, well,
custom cut. Custom cut. Ain't your bike basically a pro bar?
Your hair so long, it's fucking your ass, and it's fucking
look,
your brain.
Everybody on here knows that you a fool for wanting to give, don't want to give me the back tie in here. If I had a pro bar, I'd give it to you.
They don't pay my bills. I don't give a damn what everybody thinks. Especially you.
Man, hang
so
up the phone.
And we'll see you. We'll
hang
see
up the
That's
phone.
Everybody get on there.
Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone
this
and put the thumb in your mouth.
Hey, you know what? What that guy said, come to the movie show. Let that dude call back talking about the movie show. What he's going to do to you.
Yeah, whatever. I got bigger fish to fry. I'm trying to raise Michael Phillips.
Yeah. Well, he going to whoop your ass, too.
Yeah. You're right.
I know I'm right.
You won't even make. You know what? You won't even make it past the second round in the pro bar, really.
Okay, well, we'll see. Yeah, I tell you what, you won't beat me. You ain't
gonna give me the back tie. You know what? You keep saying that, and I made this take, and you gonna look like a straight fool.
Hey, fellas,
Grunt Talk Radio. I guarantee if I take that back tie and I beat him, he'll try to kill me on the other end.
Take it and find out.
He'll try to kill me, y'all.
If I lose, I lose.
Yeah.
We're going to have cameras on that. We're going to have cameras wide on that, so if anything do, well, we'll have it on camera.
Hey, now look, I'm going to tell you, Chris, you're my beneficiary on my insurance policy. If he kills me, you're going to be rich.
Yeah, we gonna have Wi-Fi on the cameras, man.
Ain't no reason to get
Grunt, hey, look, Grunt Talk Radio will be in Vegas the next week. You will be real.
We talk about everybody dead.
We will.
But I'll tell you, I ain't gonna give you the back tie. Now you want to start crying.
Man,
Why you think ain't nobody backing you up tonight?
Why you think ain't nobody backing you up tonight?
You know what? Guess what, buddy? Don't nobody need to back me up.
This man got a
brunt.
I know Grunt Talk Radio is worldwide. I want y'all to listen. That this guy owns a pro mod and want to give a street bike the back tie. Wow.
Yeah, is that what you got, a street bike? Wow.
I got a street bike.
Cousin. Your bike basically a pro mod too, ain't it?
No, I ain't no pro mod, but he'll tell you it's got a pro mod motor on.
All right, look, what you need to do is go out there in the ocean and just walk until your head go in the water. Don't you say nothing else.
Well, God damn.
Wow.
That boy be straight dog, y'all.
Hey, custom cut, so while we got everybody listening and everything, let's talk about our little situation. What happened with our little race?
You know,
we got everybody here together.
Now, I wanna tell everybody that I'm only one man with one bike with one pit crew. I cannot race everybody. I got
all right, that's good enough for me. That's
now,
good
look,
enough for you. Everybody heard it.
Now,
I heard.
Yeah,
you
now,
gotta explain
got,
it. That was good enough.
No, listen, I'm going to run down my schedule. First, I'm going to get there on
Friday
morning.
Nobody cares,
dog.
Nobody
really. I'm going to race Nutty Professor. I'm going to race Nutty Professor. And then I'm going to come out and race the world's greatest NHRA racer, Michael Phillips. And hopefully if I get past him, I get the one in the break from the Pro Mod racer from Kansas City.
So basically what you're saying is I got bumped. That's what you're saying, I got bumped.
Hey, you're a Vienna sausage. I'm trying to race hot dogs.
Dog, I don't like the weenie references, bro. I don't deal like that. I don't do weenie references.
Okay,
talk about
okay.
Something else.
You know what? You're like a drumstick. I'm out to race chicken breasts.
That's a little better right there. We're gonna keep it away from weenie talk. I don't do weenie talk.
Man, whatever, man. Go ahead on with that.
You did that. I didn't do that.
Hey, go ahead on with that. You ain't funny when it comes to that, son. So let's keep it off of that.
We all know who the funny one is.
Nah, let's keep it off of that, because you don't want to go there. Let's keep it racing, dog. You don't want
to
go there.
I tried to. I just asked you what happened with it, and you gave me a rundown of your itinerary.
I
didn't give a damn about your itinerary.
Go ahead.
We got another call. We're going to go on and open up the line here. 4002, your mic is open. 4002, your line is open.
I guess he don't want to talk, Chris.
7833, your line is open. 7833, your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. I have a question.
Okay.
Before, hey, Chris, I have a question. Before something
okay.
like the for Big J, any other bitch like that with Jamal from Houston?
Big J did?
No.
Talking about Jamal and who? Custom Cut?
Yeah, the hateful mob, the pet tie, the brick, right?
They were supposed to go off the trailer, too.
Exactly. I was supposed to raise the trying to break with the pro mod.
No,
Jamal ain't got no pro mod.
Jamal with
the booster. The eighth of a mile race. The back kind of break is supposed to give him an eighth of a mile custom cut.
Man, ain't nobody talking nothing like that, man. Ain't nobody. I don't even know who Jamal is.
Hey,
look here. What you need to do is hang up the phone, go get some tissue and stuff in your mouth and go to bed.
You ain't
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Chris. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. Big J wants to give a call. He can't get in. The line is full.
I thought he was at work.
He is at work.
Somebody called and told him you talking about that man.
Look, ain't nobody
scared
custom
of
me, Jake. Why you ran on Psycho Bike typing all them lies, man, about our race? That kind of got off with me. You went and typed all the lies. Now, when I talked to you, I told you to go on there and tell the truth, and your ass went right on there and told
man,
a lie.
Look here, man. I want to talk to y'all. Chris, I want you to sign Big Jiggy, and I
want
to hear what he got to say. You ain't really
saying. Let me see if I can get him out.
I want you to tell these folks why you lied to him. That's what I want you to do. Why you lied to all them people?
Sometimes.
4-4-6, man. Your line is open. We're going to try to open up some of these people's lines, so hold on for 1 second.
I'm testing it out.
All right.
I'm bending it.
Okay.
4-4-6, your mic is open.
Cousin Cush, you got scared after you offered me that race? Did you honestly get scared? He ain't talking to me no more, y'all. I must be making sense.
4-4-6, your line is open.
Hello.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're online.
Hey, Alex, still on here?
No, Alex
hey,
is on. It's all.
Looking for the dream team.
Okay, 4-4-6, your line is open, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Speak your mind. You on.
Bow,
child,
you
never
can't do
the dope.
639,
your line is
open. Chris, hold on. This is what he needs to hear. Hello, this is McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hello.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to tell you like this, bro. If you don't start handling me like a man, we're going to handle this with coffee. That's all I got to say.
Hey,
what
man,
do you want to talk to me about? We didn't discuss that kind of break, eighth of a mile.
That's
it. I'm riding off like and you riding yours. What would I got to talk to you again for?
That's what you get. The back tie and the break in the eighth. Ain't nobody trying to get out of that race.
What do we need to keep talking about, man? What's the matter with you?
The pot needs
what
to be higher.
What don't you understand?
The pot
what
needs
did
to
we
be
talk
higher.
About already?
The pot needs to be higher.
And see, that's another thing to get on with me too. Now, last year we couldn't get you to bet more than $13, and now you a big ball.
You know what? I'm a big ball. You know it's 2013, and that's the way I'll bring it.
Now, see, and see, this is the thing. Psycho Bike and everybody on Grudge Talk, I told Crystal Cut. No, don't cut me off. You let me talk.
No, let me talk.
We're going to take turns. I'm going to talk first, and then you
going to talk. Me and Big J were talking. Me and Big J were talking.
This is what we're going to do right here.
No, man, we ain't going to do that. You don't speak for me.
You don't want to know. Please expose your ass. I told him, I said, Jerry, I ain't running you for a dollar more than what you made me and Pop drive all the way from North Carolina to run you for. And then when we get on Psycho Bike, I read a post that you said I'm broke and I ain't got enough money. Well, I told you was. Told you I ain't run you for a penny more than what you made that boy drive 1,000 miles to run you for.
I'm talking to
that's
Big J.
That's what I told you.
I'm talking to
with
Big J.
Your
since you talking to me, I'm gonna repeat your words. When you sent me that TMR Psycho Bike, and I told you what I was comfortable with betting with, you replied, "Okay, cool." So what are we discussing now?
You know what?
What
that
are we discussing?
That was custom X. You're talking
man, don't come here with no bullshit like that,
you
man.
You're talking about custom cuts now.
Look, let me tell you something.
I want the pie.
I'm 40 years old, cuz. I'm 40 years old. I got a 23-year-old daughter.
Look,
I don't have time for this bullshit.
What do you think? What kind of
when
kids
you man
got,
up, when you man
eight
up,
eight kids.
Call me on
I
the phone,
eight
man.
Eight
I got time for this bullshit.
Well, hang up the phone then.
See what I'm saying,
Jared?
That's what
he ain't.
Wrong. See what he do is, he get folks mad and try to get them out there. Hold on,
man.
See, I ain't gonna get mad with it. I'm gonna expose his ass. That's what I'm gonna do.
What's going on over here?
It's 15 of y'all putting a pot together. Me and Parson went around the air. All 15 of y'all asked y'all, did y'all want to bet some more money? Everybody fucked us up like we
y'all.
Had. Like
we
had defamed Jesus or something when
we
had y'all bet some more money.
But now
you want to bet $14 instead of $13 last year.
Let me tell you something. Why you got to be the spokesperson for everybody? It's like 8 of y'all against 1 of me. It's all good. Y'all, it's
look,
crazy.
Man, it you, cause you the only one on the phone full of shit.
Yeah.
You ain't figured that out yet.
Wait, hold on. You ain't
nerd.
Look, you ain't.
You're the only one on this phone.
You, Alex, Possum, BJ, all y'all done joined up.
Man, ain't nobody joined up. I'm talking about you.
Up.
I ain't talking to you. Possum,
y'all
you ain't
joined
even
up.
Talk to this. I got this, faggot.
You know,
just
you know
listen
what?
To me.
You got this.
Listen to me. You heard me. I didn't stutter.
No, you
what I'm trying to tell you is, see, you always lying and twisting and getting folks mad to get them out their elements. Like I tell
no,
you,
man,
I tell the truth.
Tell the truth. You got this.
Dude, get all the air out your chest like you're going to do something about it. Just hush and talk like you got some
sense.
You want to talk all big and bad. Now, we talking racist. We're going to talk racist.
We
gonna talk race.
If you all don't straighten up talking about race, we gonna mute both of your phones, man. I mean, we
exactly.
We got
I'm
a
trying to get them to talk about racing now.
Look, y'all ain't got to mute me. I'm out.
Racing, we'll holler at you. See how easy that is. You do him like he do you. That's all you got to do. He's so smart. Jared, you live for the spotlight. I know you wasn't going nowhere. That's what you live for. Your puny lifestyle, this is all that is promised to you,
sir. Look here, Tom.
That's all. Jared, you ain't going to get me mad. You ain't going to get me mad with your $13 bet name. You ain't going to get me mad. I promise.
Get up, Tom.
Get your $15 up, man.
Hey, I want to talk about racing.
That's what I'm trying to talk about.
I
want to
talk about
racing. You walked out with me. This race that you walked out with me, and it took you 3 days to come up with that lame-ass excuse.
Chris, the only race that I'm going to race, the only race
that I'm going to race. You better get your money when you get there. Put it in neutral hands.
With BJ and Michael Phillips, that's the only race I'm going to do. Two races.
You're not Big J because you want the pot hire.
You know what?
Yeah,
no,
you just
the
said you
want to
race in Big J.
Look,
you just said that.
If the pot ain't right with Big J and seeing so many people trying to speak for Big J, I just raised Michael Phillips. Can't nobody tell me who I'm going to race.
Well,
go ahead and cancel your race for Big J.
No, don't worry about it. You know what? Let's do this right here. Bring 20 people this time. Everybody put in $5. That's what you do. Might get $20 up. Think y'all speak it for Big J. I scratch that, Rick. Me and Michael Phillips be the only reason that I do. Now, let's do it like that. You think he gonna cry? Big J don't care about that. Nah, let's do it like that. Because that's what y'all want anyway.
No, we got eight callers here lined up to call, so we're gonna go on and move on.
Yeah, take them callers.
All right, we're gonna go and open up some lines for some more balances. 4002, your line is open.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Hey, how's
it
going?
All right. How mama she calling? On the phone, how mama she calling?
Yeah, 4002, your line is open.
Talk show. Get off the sofa like that.
4002, your line is open.
Catch another.
How's it going, man?
Mom? You listen to the top show?
Yeah.
All right, we got another call here. 7833, your line is open.
Quick.
Hey.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
You call, hey. Tell Custom Cuts, we gonna die with his ass like blood regardless when he come down here to the south.
Uh-oh.
You tell him that. That's right. That's me, Mike. That's me. I'm here, baby.
Oh, he done got you fired up, man.
That nigga talk more shit than the color, man. I know he must have a prettiest dude or something, huh?
Don't worry about him, guys. We got him coming, though. He's marking with him. We got him. We can't come in. He's just a comedian. Hey, you know what? Since you come in real static,
let me tell you this right here. Y'all better not let me get one win because I'm putting the bike in the trailer and I'm coming back to Georgia.
All right, that's all I got. You said you wanted to run straight out the trailer. Now you talking all of this bullshit, man. Me and Michael Phillips, since Big J, since I kicked him out. That's the guy who owned the bike you talking. That's the guy who owned the bike that's coming to you. Okay, well, you know what? The guy who owned Angola. This is the guy who owned Angola?
Yeah, we can come out the truck. It don't matter. Me and you can come out the truck since Big J ain't gonna do nothing. We'll come out the truck and we'll run. But when I beat your head in, I'm putting it back in the trailer and I'm going to the casino off your money.
Hey, Custom Cuts, we're gonna make you a trustee, man. Look here, man. Y'all better do better than that.
Because I got word on y'all.
You thinking you saw something, you ain't saw nothing, dude.
Hey, I got word on y'all. I got a cousin that's still over there.
We gonna dive on your ass, man. We gonna ride over the peach up you got, man.
Yeah. Hey, look. All I'm asking is, owner of Angola, please let me lead the track because I have a family and I want to get back home. So can you please let me lead the track?
You're going to get your ass handed to you, though. I promise you that.
But I tell you what, we are coming heavily guarded. So if you don't let me leave the tank, I will bulldoze my way out of there.
Now, it ain't going to go. Let me intervene here now, guys. So it's not going to get out of line. We're going to keep this a race. So they know
we're keeping it in. It ain't nothing about it like that. We just want to race, bro. He just seems like he packs too much. That's just race, man.
Look at man. Be prepared for a loss. That's all I'm telling you.
All right, we got four more
lines.
Pick
up some more lines, Chris. Chris, pick up some more
lines. Okay, yeah, we got some more lines.
I'm about to run out on him.
Okay, 5051. Your mic is open.
I'm here.
Okay.
With me on.
All right. Okay. 8351. Your line is open.
Let me see, 41, 46, your line is open. 4146.
Man, somebody sound like they're standing out in the rain.
Yeah,
I'm in the rain.
After we drag you down the fucking track.
I'm sitting by my pool watching it rain.
Yeah, yes, sir. May I help you, sir?
Hey, what you going to do when we leave, man, on the line and you catch a fucking seizure when we leave? We lose it all on you.
What you going to do when I take the winner circle and then you have to sit up there and watch me do my dance? What you going to do then? Try to snack me out?
I'm going to grab you some chicken eggs, baby.
And you know
I'm
what?
I'm going to feed you.
No, I would never eat anything over there at that track. Trust me. You think I'm going to sit up there and beat y'all head in and eat y'all food? Are you crazy?
Nah. Man, we're going to get mad.
Hillside, they want me to beat their head in, then they'll try to feed me. Come on, man.
Just a southern hospitality, babe, that's all, but we're going to get in your ass, bro.
No. Hey, look at
him. I don't even know you, but I guarantee you we will. You can stand
I guarantee I'm going to have to grow an extra set of hands because y'all going to be over there shaking my hands. I'm like, thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you, kind sir. Thank you.
I don't know where you from, though. They don't like like that down here.
Yeah. Y'all do, you just don't know it yet.
We're going to be saying thank you for our money.
Okay, all right. We're going to see.
We got another call. Hold on one second, man. We got two more lines open.
This got juice.
Got juice, what's going on?
Hey, we'll run you on the motorbike,
Cut. Oh, man. I'm not the only I'm not the only racer that's going to be there, man.
You want to take your master link out the chain so you ain't got to run sinister.
So let me ask y'all a question. So in order to show up at a grudge race, you don't supposed to say anything. You don't supposed to call out anybody. That's what y'all telling me?
Well,
this is grudge racing. This ain't pick your partner racing.
You ever thought about making grudge and Valdosta against sinister?
See, the reason why y'all mad at me, because I own a fast bike, I ride a fast bike, and I can talk for that fast bike. You know what? Y'all got to sit here and find a racer, find a rider, find a owner. I don't have to do that. I'm a total package with the pit crew, with the owner, DTM.
We trying to get our race from Valdosta where you took the master link off so you wouldn't have to race this, you old scared ass.
Well, who is this, a prune juice?
God juice, you know who it is, son.
I see five-hour energy juice. What's going on, man?
You done took the master link out so you ain't got to run sinister. That was slick.
Hey, juice, I'm going to tell you something, man. How in the world you think I took the master link out when I was burning out? Come on, man.
What? You took the damn thing off the edge. Why'd you shut the trailer after that pass?
Hey, let me ask you, I broke the chip cover. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, because your dumb ass took the master lane lock off.
Hey, look.
I'm going to get out this race, and it messed you up.
I had somebody videoing the first race when I drug cocaine down the track. I couldn't believe how you just stood there and had your mouth wide open. Can you explain to everybody on Grudge Talk Radio, why did you have your mouth wide open as I was dragging your teammate down the track?
You beat a blown-up bike. Good job, CC.
Wow.
The bike ran an 8-0 and you barely beat it. Wow.
See,
why'd you take the master link? Why'd you take your master link out when you run sinister?
There's a man right there. You want to talk about calling pots and all this stuff? That man will match you racing. There goes your money right there.
Hey, Brian, you shouldn't be surprised by the master link. Hell, the car's got unplugged last time.
Yeah, he's slick.
Here we go. We try to take
the housing off another bike to give him the race. He didn't want to do that.
No, you didn't.
No, quit lying.
Tacklebox
even told you he'll fix it for you.
No, you didn't.
On video.
One thing about it. You know what? When y'all came into our trailer, we was in the middle of celebrating, and I was doing the Tootsie Roll, and y'all
you ain't
come
doing nothing
about
nails and braiding hair. That's all you were doing. You were painting your crew members' nails.
I was doing the Tootsie Roll.
You took the roll three lockups in. We got three races. We'll run you a two nitrous bikes and an all motorbike. Now what you want to do?
Stop begging.
That's what I thought.
Take that ATP.
up against that DTM performance outlaw motorcycle that's willing to race a Pro Mod with one in the brake, and nobody won't run me. Wow.
We'll run your Pro Mod. Now what?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
We'll
okay.
run your Pro Mod. What
the,
you gonna
the
do?
Only thing, the only thing you can do for me is get in the powerlifting class, okay? That's the only thing you can do because you don't ride
you,
nothing. I want to talk to
you
about
it. You would want to see a, you would want to see a guy lifting weights, you could.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You know, whatever y'all say, I would want to see a guy lifting weights. Yeah, you're right.
That's what
wait,
you
so
said. You want to see
get,
a powerlifting.
So what? Get Tackle Box on the line and tell him to speak up for himself and stop saying his flunkies. You sound just like another crew on the line tonight.
It's my bike, you flunky. All three of them. What you want to do?
No, man, don't make your bikes, man. Whatever.
All right, man. That's why all three of them are my bikes. You ain't even seen Tackle Box bike.
Why don't you get off the line and go, why don't you get off the line and go rub some deer antler oil on your muscles and get big again, okay?
Deer antler oil? What the hell you been using?
You ain't watched ESPN in the last 2 weeks?
No, I don't watch TV. I don't work in a barber shop and watch TV and cut hair.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. You work in a gym. Look,
I don't work nowhere.
I'm getting tired of talking to this fake Luperino.
You want to talk to Tackle Box? I'll get him on the phone for you.
Yeah, get Tackle Box on the phone, please.
You old scared ass ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Just like I drove y'all down the track. Yeah.
Okay. You drove.
Oh, I didn't beat y'all? So you tell me I didn't beat y'all?
You beat us on a blown up motor.
Oh, man, come on. You didn't know it was blown up when you got out there. I beat y'all in the rain. I want everybody on Grudge Talk Radio to hear this. I beat them in the rain. Go on YouTube and look it up. I beat them while it was drizzling down the track. So actually, I was spinning and beat them. And then I blew up my motor on the other end.
And this shit is pathetic.
Yeah, I blew up. I blew up the other end.
We got another caller here, 8351. Your line is open. 8351, your line is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is Ike Turner still on the
line? Who is that?
I'm still on here. Hey, you got your bike running. I guess we could get our race on the 23rd, huh?
Who it is?
Street King.
This who? Street King?
Yeah.
All right. What's our race again? So we on the same page.
Wow.
I got a hand clutch.
All right. You riding your brother bike, the 14?
Oh, man, come on.
You riding your brother bike?
Yeah.
All right, what you want? I know this ain't going to be no head-up race because you're a big dude, so what you want?
Wow.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. How can I make it right with you?
Oh, man, come on.
What we talked about?
Talking about from last year?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, that'll work.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember. I got you. You wanted to get up out of there, right?
Back tie, yeah.
No, I'll let you break. I can't get both of them.
Here we go. Wow.
I'll let you break up out of there. I can't get you both of them.
Can you get a hand clutch bike?
My cousin will be there. He'll run you with his hand clutch bike. That's his bike, you know what I'm saying? He can ride
it. Yeah, I want to run you.
Family
well, you gonna have, if you want to run the hand clutch, you're going to have to run him. That's his bike, you know what I'm saying? I got a slider bike. That's the only one I'm going to be riding unless Possum put on one of here.
Awesome. Here we go back, Ellen. Wow.
Now, Jared, now when you was in the line to all them folks running from Brian got you running around, chasing you around the playground. Ain't nobody said nothing to you.
Wait, hold on, Ike. That wasn't me.
Well, I just wanted to talk to you then. I'm sorry.
That wasn't me.
But since you go, Street King, we can do that. I'll let you up out of there, but that's all I can give you, boss. I tell you what, you know where I'm gonna be at. You know my trailer. Just come talk to me when we get over there.
The pink S10.
Yep.
All right, we got another caller here, guys. 6939. Your line is open.
All right. Hello.
Your line is open. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, may we help you?
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, you're live. Hello.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Since you want bet, put you somebody my weight on the bike and bring whatever the hell you can bring, and I'm going to show you how to bet. Since you want bet the rules, put you somebody big on it.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking to you.
I mean, you got to explain to several dudes on the line tonight, sir.
Man, you know who the hell I'm talking to. I don't have time for all this bullshit, man.
I don't know any big people. I mean, but the drag racing is centered around.
You want me to bet big, and I'm 200 pounds heavier than you, man.
Man, look here, man.
I own and I ride my own motorcycle.
If you're bigger than me, I can't help that, dog. Slim up. You got 2 weeks. Slim up.
Why do you keep trying to come up with different stipulations when you already agreed to a race that we had? Make me understand.
What race me and you agreed to?
This is what we agreed to initially. You said you was going to put a 300-pound dude on the bike because you had one in your camp, and we was going to go head up. All right? You agreed to that one.
Who am I talking to? I don't know who I'm talking to.
Man, come on, man. Everybody on the damn line know who I am.
Man, I don't know your voice. I don't know you. What you talking about? You need to tell me. I don't get down
man,
like that. You tell me
man,
who
look,
I'm talking to.
Look, bro. I don't have time for this, bro.
Well, man,
I'm
get off the line, man.
You know what I'm saying?
All you got to do is tell me who I'm
talking to. Send your punk ass home, please.
You know, tell me who I'm talking to, then I know. I don't know who I'm talking to. This is a grudge talk radio, dog. You just can't call in and think I'm going to disagree or something. I don't know who I'm talking to. You know what? Tell me who you are, and I answer your question. That's it. That's all I'm asking.
I think we lost that caller, man. We got one more caller here. 4002, your line is open.
Man, he's angry.
4002, your line is open. All right, we got a 6908, your line is open.
I'm at 171. Sorry to leave you here, but I don't have any more change.
This is not a prayer line. Can you please hang the phone up? Thank you.
What a dick.
All right, here, let's see. All right, 9439. Your line is open. 9439, your line is open. Wow. We got several more minutes. Anybody got the last word to say?
Okay. Now, Chris, I'm gonna let everybody know that I'm not trying to rough anybody's feathers. I just want to race. You know, if I offended some people tonight, I apologize. I didn't know I was gonna have to bring a box of Kleenex on tonight, but I apologize. You know, it's all grudge racing to me. If you're taking offense to it, then you need to get out the game. If you're a big rider and you want to race me, know that I'm small and I'm not going to back down. So Michael Phillips, whoever want to race me, man, y'all know I'm a race. When I get to the track, I'm not going to back down. I'm a race. So either beat
that's
me,
what you need to do, man. That's cool.
You know, beat me, or I take your money. It don't matter to me. I can take a loss. Some of y'all can take a loss.
Watch your mouth.
You know,
now you're getting a little fancy again, boy.
No, I can take a loss.
I'm gonna bring some Kotex to pick up your ass when I finish getting in it. I'm gonna bust that bitch wide open.
Is this Michael?
We got about 20 more seconds, man. 20 more seconds.
Hey, but Mike, I think it's going to be a good turnout, man. I just want to have a good, fair race. I don't want you to plan at the tree. I know you're going to treat me. I know you got the horsepower, but you better see me at the strike, though.
I ain't got you.
Better
see you at the strike. Shit, ain't nothing
going to
be on the other side at the strike. All I tell you is turn that auto shift off and hit the button just like me.
Because I got the word on you, and buddy, all that busting up you've been doing all week, you better correct that.
Man, don't worry about what I've been doing. We'll be together.
This ain't NHRA now.
All right, cool.
Right.
We're going to catch up with you.
Okay, man. That's it for tonight. Okay, we'll holler back at you all Wednesday next week.
All right.
All right.